Welcome to the Playgirl Diaries. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm really excited for today's topic because I'm going to be going over something that I've actually already made a podcast about, but it was about a year ago on my YouTube channel, which I lost access to. So I figured I would remake it and talk about it once again. And the topic is how to always look put together. I really like this topic because I feel like it's something that a lot of people want to do or strive to do, and I just wanted to talk about it because it doesn't have to be expensive, it doesn't have to be extravagant, it doesn't have to be like, you don't have to wear Chanel sneakers and $200 jeans and like a Moncler puffer jacket to always look put together. You don't have to always wear Skims, you don't always have to wear like the most expensive of everything. Just to look put together. Like, you don't have to have a full face of makeup, your hair perfectly done, your outfit perfectly styled and planned out to a T to always look put together. You can look put together with just like very simple things. And I am going over a lot of different things in this episode, but that doesn't mean you have to apply or use all of them. You can just like take little bits and pieces that you want to apply to your day-to-day life and use those. You don't have to use every single thing that I'm talking about. So for starters, I feel like it starts off like in your wardrobe and with the clothes that you buy or with the clothes that you already have. And just a few of those things are sticking to a specific color palette. This is like when you're wearing the outfit and when you're buying clothes. If you're a very colorful person and you like to wear all sorts of colors, this is not towards you. This is for my people who have like problems with picking out certain outfits because it's just so overwhelming with all of the colors together. I say stick to your favorite colors that you love to wear, that make you feel confident, that make you feel good, and just buy those. Like, obviously, you can buy whatever colors, but I'm talking for, like, basics, like t-shirts, leggings, sweatpants, and hoodies. Basically, the basic clothes that you're going to be wearing most of the time, stick to a color palette. I've talked about this a lot, but mine is, like, black, pink, white. That's basically it for mine, and I have clothes of all different colors, but for my basics, just so I can throw them on and wear them out the door, I just stick to those colors. Like, that's my color palette for when I'm having a basic day, or really whenever, but when I'm having a basic day specifically. So sticking to a specific color palette really helps you always look put together because you don't really have to think about what exactly you're wearing. You know it's going to match. You know it's going to look good. And you're not going to walk out of the door looking crazy. You're going to like be matching all of the time. And it just looks cute. It looks like you have like a cute little aesthetic. And it just looks cute and like it fits you. And like, okay, for example, black leggings, just a, like a plain white t-shirt, white or pink sneakers, and then like a pink or a white jacket or a black jacket. Very simple, but just because everything is plain and everything is like a cute, nice color, it looks put together, it looks cute, and it just looks good. Like, if I seen somebody wearing like pink, white, and black, and it's the most basic outfit I've ever seen in my life, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so cute, they look great. Alright, so whatever. The color palette, I've talked about that so many times. Sorry, but I had to talk about that again. So, another thing that I have wrote down is wearing clothes that fit you properly. And by this, I don't mean wearing clothes that are like skin tight or wearing clothes that fit your body shape perfectly. I literally just mean like, don't wear clothes that are too small for you. Don't wear clothes that are too big for you. Obviously, if you have the means, of course, like, don't wear those clothes. Donate your clothes, sell your clothes, and buy clothes that fit you properly. They don't have to be, like, perfectly tailored to a T, But, you know, if you know something is too small for you, let it go. If you know something is too big for you and it's just ill-fitting and it just looks awkward, I would let it go, sell it, whatever it may be, and get yourself some new clothes, and it can be from wherever. But I think that is really important. It just makes you look put together. Like, if I'm wearing something that is well-fitting, I don't know. It just helps. It elevates the look. And it never looks awkward. It never looks frumpy. It just looks good. And it looks how it's supposed to look on you because it fits you properly. Like, for me, I'm really short. So if I'm wearing, like, jeans that are way too long on me, no matter how cute the outfit is, it just devalues the outfit because it's like, okay, your pants are literally dragging on the floor. Like, it's just ugly. So for me, honestly, if it's jeans, I just cut the bottom of the jeans because I like how the frayed ends look. So if my jeans are like super baggy at the bottom, I just cut them to what they need to be. And I don't really care about hemming them or whatever because I think, like I said, the frayed edge looks cute. So wearing clothes that fit you properly, very important. And we're still kind of going over the basic things, and we're not really into the talking about like the fun, cutesy, extra things yet. We're just talking about the very, very basic things. So the next thing that I have is just taking care of yourself in general. When you just take care of yourself, it just helps you always look put together. And by taking care of yourself, I just mean like the very basic things. Having good hygiene. Showering once or twice a day, brushing your teeth, wearing deodorant, literally just having good hygiene is what I mean by taking care of yourself. You don't have to worry about stinking. You don't have to worry about being embarrassed that your breath is going to stink. And like, people can tell if you take care of yourself, if you've been like washing your face, if you've been washing your like armpits. Like, basically, it's like taking care of yourself, having good hygiene, it helps make you always look put together. It's just, you look clean, you look fresh, you look nice. And yeah, and it also makes you feel a lot better about yourself, because I know that if I'm like very depressed and I'm not taking care of myself as good as I need to be, whenever I go out in public, it just makes me feel gross. It doesn't make me feel good. So taking care of yourself, making sure you have good hygiene, very important. And like, we all should know that, but like I said, going over the basics, because sometimes it needs to be said. Sometimes you need that reminder. So, oh, and also washing your clothes and taking care of your clothes, getting stains out of your clothes, not ripping your clothes, stitching your rips and tears. Learning how to stitch is very, very easy, and it's really helpful. Like, I never take my clothes to a tailor or anything. I don't think that I've ever taken my clothes to a tailor, because I feel like, why? I can just stitch it very easily myself. So learn how to stitch if you can. Stitch those rips up, stitch any tears. It just makes your clothes look a lot better. And then, of course, ironing your clothes if they are wrinkly. And then again, getting stains out. Just making sure if something is about to stain, throw it in the washer, use stain remover, use DIY methods. Because your clothes looking clean are going to help you always look put together. They don't have to be brand new. They can literally be secondhand from the thrift store. But if you take care of them and you get the stains out, you get the rips out, you repair them, like, you're gonna notice. Even if they're old, people can still tell that you take care of your clothes. Anyway, now that we've got all of the I have one more thing that is really important but really basic. Keeping your shoes clean. Okay. I'm very guilty of not keeping my shoes clean. Like, I'm gonna be honest, I have a pair of these pink Crocs, and they're not even real Crocs, but They're very cute, but now whenever I wear them, they just look very dingy because I did not keep them clean at all whatsoever. So I think keeping your shoes clean is very, very important. It doesn't matter how affordable your shoes are, keeping them clean makes you look like you got it together. Like, if I see somebody with shoes on and they are clean, I'm not saying they can't have a couple scratches or a couple scuffs on them, whatever, but if, like, in general they are clean, they look pretty new, they just look good, they just, you know what I mean, like, you can just tell when somebody keeps their shoes clean and takes care of the things that they own, and it looks like you have it together. Like, okay, your white sneakers are still white. Like, I really like that for you. Like, that's really nice. Just take good care of them. Take good care of your shoes. It doesn't matter how much you spend, because even if you buy, like, $600 shoes, if you trash them, if you get them dirty, it will completely devalue your look. Just because they're $600 shoes, okay, they're trashed. Like, it just took your outfit from, like, a 10 to a 5. So just take good care of them. Get a toothbrush. Get, what is it called? A magic eraser. And just, like, give them a little wipe after you wear them every single time. And just, like, be mindful about where you're stepping when you're wearing them. Like, don't step in puddles of mud. Don't, like, literally just the most basic things ever. But it's so underrated to just take good care of your shoes and keep them clean and, like, put effort into keeping them clean. And I know it's so much easier said than done, because I'm so guilty of doing this, but it just makes all of your outfits look so much better when you take care of your shoes and you keep them clean. And, like, it doesn't matter about the cost of the shoes. If you keep them clean, it will elevate your outfits so much. Like, even the most basic outfits, just running errands, clean shoes, I think, are a game changer. This next one is also a little bit boring, a little bit basic, but having a good fitting bra is really important as well. It's definitely hard sometimes to find bras that fit us properly, especially because, like, Victoria's Secret, I've heard so many horror stories of people who have went into Victoria's Secret expecting to be sized for the right size, and then what they got sized for is not even correct. Like, they get told this size, and then it's not even their true size, and stuff still doesn't fit them properly. Like, it's ridiculous. It's so hard for us to find our real true size in bras, but a good fitting bra can really just make your outfit look good, because I have some bras that just fit me very awkwardly, and, like, you can tell when I'm wearing shirts that it doesn't fit me correctly, and it doesn't look bad, but, like, I definitely notice it and it bothers me. So I thought that I would mention that. I think it's important, but I know it is hard for people to find bras that fit them, so it kind of sucks, because sometimes we really don't have a choice. But sports bras, push-up bras, t-shirt bras, bralettes, just, like, try not to wear ones that are way too small or way too big. Like, if they have the gap in them, try to get a smaller size, or if they are squeezing the life out of you, try to get a bigger size, just because it's going to make your outfits look a little better. It's going to make your shirts and your tank tops fit a lot better as well. Okay, so now that we've gone over the very basic things that I feel like, you know, everyone should be doing to kind of, like, always look put together, and those are all, like, the very basic things, right? So once you've done all of those things, you know, take care of the things that you own, taking care of yourself, having good hygiene, and this one's optional, of course, but, like, sticking to a color palette, and I don't mean your entire wardrobe, I just mean, like, basics, and then, like, whatever outfit you decide to wear, sticking to a color palette with that outfit. Those things, oh, and then having, like, good fitting clothes, nothing ill fitting, nothing too small, nothing too big. once you've done all of that, then I feel like you can start adding extras. So you have on your outfit, let's go with the same outfit again. Okay, so clean shoes, black leggings, literally from Walmart, white t-shirt from TJ Maxx, pink jacket from the thrift store. Okay, so you have your outfit as all one color palette. It's all taken care of, like no holes, no stains, and it fits you properly, right? So it has all of those basic elements. Then we can kind of get into the fun things like accessorizing, perfume, wearing different hairstyles. So let's get into the stuff that's a little bit more fun. And we're going to start with accessories. Accessorizing is like the number one way you can elevate any outfit. Because the outfit that I just said, very boring, very basic. But like once you add a purse, once you add sunglasses, rings, a bracelet, a necklace, earrings, like it just becomes so cute. So cute. And it was already cute before, but it kind of just takes it up a notch and it makes you look expensive, it makes you look put together, it makes you look well dressed. Like it just makes you look like you put effort into your appearance, even if it took you like 15 minutes to put on. So for accessories, it's really different for everybody, like what exactly you want to wear. But for me personally, I always wear the same bracelets and the same necklace every single day. No matter what else I'm wearing, I'm going to be wearing that necklace and I'm going to be wearing those bracelets. And then usually I either wear like studs or hoops, depending on like what I'm feeling that day. And then occasionally rings or like added bracelets. And then in the summer and springtime, anklets are a really cute accessory to level up an outfit. Toe rings as well. Just things like that. And then, of course, sunglasses. All year round, sunglasses are great. You can get sunglasses that match your vibe, your personal style. There are so many different colors, so many different like shapes and sizes of sunglasses. Like figure out what looks best on you, what makes you feel the best in, and like what matches your clothing and, like I said, your vibe the best. So jewelry, sunglasses, those are some ways you can accessorize to add to your looks to help you always look put together. And then of course you have purses. I like all types of purses, really. I think any purse added to any outfit just like elevates it. I always feel better when I'm wearing a purse. Or if you don't like purses, you know, you could do a wristlet, you could use a tote bag, just anything that kind of goes with your overall look and your overall like vibe. I always use the word vibe, and I never even use that word like in day-to-day life, but when I'm talking about like your aura, your persona, I feel like vibe is just the word that makes the most sense. But anyways, so purses are definitely a great way to accessorize and help level up that outfit. And then hats as well. Hats aren't for everybody, but like hats or earmuffs literally can change a outfit. Like earmuffs added to that outfit that I said is so, so cute. Even a baseball cap added to that outfit is really cute as well. And you can show a lot of your personality through hats, like, or even beanies. Like you can have regular beanies, beanies with the little pom-pom on the top. You can use, or you can wear like an Angora bucket hat or a fur bucket hat. Just so many different options. Or you could even wear like a bandana, like a silk or a cotton hair scarf. So basically a bandana is what I'm thinking of, but I didn't really know what to call it for the style that I'm thinking of. So there are so many different ways you can accessorize, like adding a bandana, adding a hat, adding earmuffs, adding a purse, adding sunglasses just adds so much to your outfits, and it doesn't have to be anything like very extravagant. Even just something that matches the like aesthetic of your outfit just like makes your look even better and just makes you look put together, makes you look like you put effort in, even if you just like put it on your head when you were walking out the door. And like I said, you can show a lot of personality through accessories and even through your outfits. So it's just, it's so fun to put effort in and try, like, just do this. I love doing it. I think it's really fun, and it's a great way to show your personality, your style, even if you're just going out and doing little things. And I think it's important to do that for yourself. And the next things that I have on here, trying different hairstyles. I think trying different hairstyles or like wearing different hairstyles literally makes you look so put together. If I see a girl with her hair like done, like not just like up or down, like even the most simple thing, like I don't know, like some barrettes, like half up, half down, like just really any style to it, it's like, okay, you put an effort and I can see that, and like I applaud you for that. Like, that's so cute, look at you go, like I'm so happy for you, I love that. Anything, like no matter how simple it is, I'm not even kidding, I love it. I think it is so cute when people like do different hairstyles, and it can change so much about your outfit or the like aesthetic of your outfit just by doing something different with your hair, even if it only took you 5 minutes to do it. So different hairstyles or different hair accessories, like different color scrunchies that match, satin scrunchies, silk scrunchies, like I said, barrettes, really anything that has to do with your hair that can like add to an outfit. And then I also have smelling good is always going to help you look put together. It's just going to add to the whole vibe, it's going to add to your persona, it's going to add just to you. Like, smelling good, it's just like, I love smelling good. I think it's really important. I think for always looking put together, the three main things are smelling good, looking good, and feeling good. Like, for sure, those three things are essential. And then, I also put, I have a list, of course, and I put matching sets. Matching sets are always going to make you look put together. And this can even go for, like, a little bit more, like, eventful things, I guess. I would say, like, going to brunch, going out to breakfast, going to dinner, going to the movies. Even if you don't want to do that much, matching sets, even for those like more eventful things, like I said, will help you look put together. If you don't know what to wear, you don't know what to match or what to do, matching sets, always a great thing. So I also have having your nails done or just taking good care of your nails in general. That really helps you look put together. Having your nails done, yeah, it's just like, definitely. I don't have much to say about that, but I had to add it on here because, of course, like it just adds so much. It just adds so much to you when you have your nails done, or like I said, if they're just well taken care of, or even just like painted or manicured or whatever it may be. Taking care of your nails, love it. That's really all I have. I think just like when you're putting an outfit together and you don't want to do too much, you're just like going to do some simple things. I don't think that you have to do anything extravagant. I don't think you have to put on your best, most expensive clothes. I mean, you can if you want to, of course. You don't have to put on like a full face of makeup. You don't have to go all out. Of course you can, though, like I said. But like, even if you just like stick to a color palette, match, accessorize, have good hygiene, keep yourself together, keep yourself up to date, like perfect. And then you can do extra things like getting your nails done, doing cute hairstyles, trying out different things. Like, I just love it. It makes me want to go somewhere right now, but I can't because it is too late. But I love seeing people who just like have their cute outfits on, even if it's just like cute athleisure, like just like leggings and a hoodie and then like a cute jacket and some cute shoes. And I just like it. It's really fun. It's like a fun hobby to be mindful about your appearance, especially when you've gone through like a drought of really like not doing anything to yourself and kind of just being like, whatever, I don't really care. Switching into that form of being like mindful and picking things out for a reason and like trying to look your best, even just going to the grocery store, just trying to make sure everything matches and accessorizing and all of that good stuff, it just makes you feel so good. And like I said, the three main things: looking good, feeling good, and smelling good. So yeah, that is everything that I have for tonight's podcast. I'm really happy about this, and I'm really excited to be talking about this. So my next one is going to be out soon, and I'm going to be talking about, I think I'm going to do another one of my YouTube videos, but revamped, just because I feel like a lot of people haven't got to hear those. And I really liked those topics that I did on my YouTube. I wish that I still had access to that YouTube channel, but I think I'm gonna do how to brand yourself and find your signatures next. So if you're interested in that, stay tuned, and thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed this, and yeah, have a great day. Thank you so much for listening.